Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites. Have we seen Infinity War? Yes, but will we be spoiling it? Absolutely not. You will hear nothing from us. Is there a new Venom trailer? Yes. And is Deadpool 2 looking better than ever? Welcome to Marvel Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites. Welcome to episode 177, coming to you live from Titan, because we have been, and it is a place, and it is a lot. But in this episode, the movie is not out yet. We will not be like Forbes. We will not spoil a thing, because that is not cool. I'm still mad
about
that.
They did that.
That's insane.
That is ridiculous. Don't click on Forbes. Don't click on Variety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get your tickets for Wednesday night.
Yeah. Go see the movie as soon as you can. Stay off the internet as much as you can. And any troll that spoils the movie for someone out of malice or with ill intent, may you suffer. In some way. So we are the Marvel Movie News. You can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/popcorntalknetwork. You can find us on Popcorn Talk's website, popcorntalknetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at MarvelNewsPTN or at The Popcorn Talk. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MarvelNewsShow. Follow us, like us, and if you retweet a link whilst we are in the show, going live today, Steven in the booth will retweet you.
Hey.
Yo, yo. You sound like a demon from the future.
Yeah. Steven, not to be confused with Steve Rogers.
That's true. Mr. Remy is Steve. He is more of a strange.
Yes.
So I cannot wait to talk with you about Infinity War when it's appropriate. We will do some non-spoiler today, but I want to make clear everyone in this viewing audience, Markia and I will not spoil. Markia?
Yes, we will not be spoiling in any way, shape, or form. We will just give reactions and some recommendations before you go into the movie. Wow. This was a lot of movie. This culmination of everything. They did service to us all. They really did. For the fans. Ten years in the making.
It is everything you want it to be, and it will surprise you while still wanting all those things.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
We will dive into that as light as we can, because man oh man, is that movie hard to talk about without revealing anything. And then next week we will have another spoiler-free light, and then we'll go full spoilers, but we'll warn you.
Apparently for tech, my I look green whenever it
shot. We're on it.
Oh, okay.
It's actually, a throw to
Gamora.
Yeah.
Right.
She's
nice save.
Zoe Saldana.
We've been on that for 30 seconds. We're working on it.
Okay.
So we're going to start out this week, not with Infinity War. We're going to lead off with Deadpool, because that trailer can be talked about, which is nice.
Yes. Yes, it can. For those of you that are like, oh, wait, Black Panther? Be like, no. We're cool. This is all cool, because Deadpool's the next one coming up, and we're going to focus.
I'm a boy.
Yes.
All right. So let's watch this bad, Larry.
We're getting close.
Oh, scope. Comedy. Gorgeousness.
Intercept the convoy. Watch out for Cable.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Oh,
I hope
musicality.
That was a music. Yeah. I hope that was like a music hit it.
That will be
in
the movie.
In movie.
100%.
Cable? And it's something like Dream Lover or something.
Oh, can't wait for the soundtrack. I love that Cable seems to still be the villain. Like, we still, like, that seems to be the way they're going. I'm very curious. Now, this trailer shows us the most of him assembling a team, and we've seen X-Force tease. This is straight up X-Force assembled in this trailer.
Yes.
My name is Shatterstar.
Yes,
Lewis
Shatterstar.
Tan, official.
Love it.
We see Domino's powers actually at work. Look how cinematic and...
Not very cinematic.
With a joke about the
yes,
cinema.
It is.
Let's meet in the middle and say no, it isn't. Fuck it. It's showtime.
Don't call it. Oh, and then it kicks off with LL. Also, in that shot, there is an empty parachute, meaning either an invisible mutant or someone didn't make it.
Ooh. And then, of course, with Colossus punching something, which we're sure is Juggernaut's helmet.
Yeah, oh, it's definitely.
Sure, it is.
That little brief, that's Juggernaut.
Yeah.
If you actually look at the shot inside the car, you can see Heatsinger looks like Juggernaut.
What?
Such a good joke. Good God. The action in this looks so kinetic and intense and also hilarious. The one-eyed Willy joke coming up is everything Deadpool's meant to do, is make fun of other things in other universes, in-universe joke.
bring it on one night,
Willie. Yeah, Goonies. And this shot being an exact shot of X-Men Origins Wolverine Deadpool post-elevator moment. Good God, do I love that reference.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Your bullets. They're really fast.
Oh, it's fantastic.
But not least, Peter. Any power you want to tell us about?
I don't have one. I just saw the ad.
You're in.
Yeah! You are not ready for Peter.
That joke is so good. Yeah. Silently, we both waited for it.
Okay. I was kind of involved with the chat room for a second. Did we introduce all of ourselves?
And Amy.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I'm sorry. I got so excited to not spoil Infinity War.
Heck, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay. I think we're all just kind of in a daze. All of those of us that have not seen it, I think we're just a little bit like... That's how I'm feeling today.
There's two sides to the entertainment host world today with Infinity War. It's those that haven't seen it that are twitching because they have, and those that have seen it that are inconsolable and aren't able to control like the shell shock of the experience. Like it's the movie's big and great. Yeah.
And just real quick for the chat room, I don't believe anybody would have seen it unless they were like in premiere, but I know that there, like we mentioned before, that there are some spoiler articles out. Don't do that in our chat room. I'm sure Amy's like on it, but it's like, this is our beautiful little corner of the universe, and let's not do that to anybody else in the chat.
Yeah, so, there's no reason for it.
There's really no reason.
There's also, they probably haven't seen this, they're probably lying. So assume if you've seen
the spoiler article, are you know they're just saying things. So what Amy just said, no spoilers, please, and thank you. Absolutely. For the Deadpool 2 trailer that just happened, how fun is that for Pete Wisdom for the end? For those that aren't familiar, Peter Wisdom is a comic book character, and in it he is British and vulgar but kind of funny but kind of not. He's Peter Hot Knives Wisdom. He very much belongs in X-Force, but he also has this weird relationship with Shadowcat that's, you know, kind of
not okay.
It doesn't look like they've gone this route with him. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with Pete Wisdom, but I know that I enjoy regular guy
Pete. Just Pete.
Just Pete.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
The Twitter is hilarious. If you haven't followed Pete on Twitter, it's real good. Like, and I love that it's going back a ways. They've been building this character up because they knew how funny he was going to be.
He's like a beekeeper.
Yeah.
Yes.
And his Pete wife Wisdom. Cheating on him. Like, the wife cheating on him throughout the story. And I also like that. I think Pete Wisdom is just going to be name only, like Negasonic. I think it'll be a character that is named Pete Wisdom, but won't be the Pete Wisdom we know because that character isn't his. Translatable. And I really, if you freeze the shot of Domino fighting inside that armored car and look at the heat signature on the dashboard, Juggernaut. And I love that there's an Easter egg in the trailer. I love the DC joke. I think that it's funny and like very, it's just so Deadpool. The one-eyed Willy thing, they've referenced every form of Josh Brolin. Like they got the Thanos reference. They got the Infinity Stone joke. There's just so much good meta humor. This trailer's great. I dug it.
Yeah. I mean, it's everything that we expect from Deadpool, and then some things that are just like flourishing out of those expectations into something else. It's fun. It's definitely R-rated. I mean,
yeah, some language in the trailer.
I'm pretty certain. Yeah, our trailer was also R-rated. So, post warning.
Yeah, about language. Yeah. Then.
Yes, sorry about that. Then, but yeah, this is super fun. I really enjoy that they did reshoots because even just looking at this trailer, I definitely want more Domino, more Cable. So it's like, cool.
I'm glad
they did that. Yes. And then who wouldn't want that power? I want to be lucky.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I love that they joke about it not being cinematic while showing just how grandiose they use that. Like, it's so funny. This trailer was what I wanted it to be. The movie comes out very soon. It is 3 weeks away. I am twitchy. And I also think that it is going to be, like the first one, a very unexpected, like, at the places they go. The trailers haven't given us that much, which I really appreciate. So, movie looks great. We also have an IMAX poster for the glory, which is,
beautiful.
Oh, so cherub can childlike.
It's unicorn delicious.
It's just happy.
For our iTunes listeners, it's cartoon. It looks like a cartoon, and it is Deadpool riding a unicorn. The unicorn is reared up on a rainbow road.
Of course.
Yes. And I can't really see who's on the back right now, but Colossus is in the back. The unicorn has a rainbow-colored tail. Mm-hmm. Negasonic Teenage Warhead is right next to Colossus, but I can't see who's on the actual unicorn itself.
I think Cable. I think it's Cable in the back. Yeah, Cable in the back.
Can we zoom in? Is that to just zoom in for that?
It's real good.
Okay, it's Domino and Cable on the back of the unicorn.
But Cable kind of looks like Koi.
You know? I'm not mad at it.
And Domino kind of looks like me.
We're in the Deadpool IMAX.
We're in it.
Matt Key confirms Koi and Markey are in Deadpool.
There we go. It's confirmed now.
We did it. The poster's hilarious. It's real good work. Obviously, Markey and I are biased because we're in the movie, but yes. We think it looks great.
Yes. Everybody go see the movie.
You heard it here first, folks. Every dollar you guys spend, we get 1/8 of a thousandth of a penny off.
And now that's canon.
You're welcome, universe. So it's very funny. The trailer looks great. It comes out on the 18th. We will be talking about that more as it comes closer. But first, we need to talk about the movie that is coming out the closest. Infinity War. Spoiler-free!
Yes, spoiler-free Infinity War coming out this Thursday, April 27th. But that means that you can see it Wednesday night, April 26th.
See it as soon as you can.
And this is released all over the world at the same date, unlike other past and future Marvel movies.
Yeah, day and date worldwide.
Yeah. So, so just like spoiler-free thoughts?
Yes. We'll get through pictures in a moment from the red carpet, but first, I thought it was a moment, and I haven't really experienced what like a Empire, Star Wars, Jedi, those moments from the 70s, Jaws, those movies that like you feel the importance of them, so you're going to tell your kids about them until this movie. And one of the first thoughts out of my brain as the credits were rolling were, I can't wait to tell my grandkids I was there, that I was I lived this. And it's that. It feels just like so much, and it lived up to the expectation of 18 movies, which that I can't even imagine what that expectation felt like for the filmmakers, but they did it, and it is everything you'd expect and more, and please see it as soon as you can, and please don't be a dick once you've seen it.
Yeah, seeing this movie, there were many times that I put a spoiler-free reaction on, and oh, this... I might take it down because it's just that raw. With me just like, oh loud. yes, it is a culmination. This is a decade in the making. I felt so many emotions during it that after it was done, I just physically sat there and just try to take it all in. Along the way, it is such a journey. It is such a journey, and it is so well balanced for character exploration, balanced with danger, high stakes, just CGI with, and you can see this in the trailer with Thanos' expressions. I mean, all of this like cranked up, but there was so much to it. That it's you'd have to see it minimum three times.
I can't
just to be able to get everything in. And yes, definitely see it as soon as possible. And the reason, and I'm not saying that it's because everybody's a trolls or whatever and da da da. I'm saying with this, it is such an emotional experience that people will need to reach out to talk to somebody else to be like, hey. This happened with these characters, and I need to talk about how this is for me, kind of a thing. But along with that, because it's 30 plus great taste, it tastes great together, you know, because of that, I do strongly recommend to see other movies just so that it makes it a better experience for you, a more well-rounded experience to get where these movies are coming from. Like, for instance, if you haven't seen Black Panther yet, see Black Panther for this. I mean, obviously, as you can tell in the trailers, we do go to Wakanda. Mm-hmm. But I will say that it's best to have lived in Wakanda with Black Panther. So then when you visit Wakanda in Infinity War, it's like going back home.
Mm-hmm.
So I do say that. But yeah, I mean, there's a list of movies. Not, you don't have to see all of them, but there are some that I would strongly recommend.
I would check out the first, like, you know,
the
first. Check out Cap, check out Thor, check out Doctor Strange.
Definitely Doctor Strange. Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
You know, check out that.
Watch your favorites just to live in the Marvel for a minute. Like,
yeah,
just
Thor Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. You know, see that one because that was the one that was Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, and now this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead and see that one. But that's just to make it more of a well-rounded experience for you. You can, us comic book fans and nerds, we can just, like, totally go into this. And you can go ahead and just bring people that don't they might not feel it at the same level that you will, but they will enjoy themselves.
And I think that it's really important to see it in the theater, because the experience that we had was a reasonably big theater, not a giant theater, mm-hmm. and it wasn't full because it was press, it was a pre-screening, it was all that. And in that small amount of people, it was such an experience to feel everyone watching it. So yeah. See it as big and as full and as loud as you can. Like, another, like, reason 62 to see it as soon as possible, because you want to see it with as many people as you can. I'm going, in fact, Marvelites, I am seeing it AMC 16 in Burbank, 7 o'clock Thursday night. If you live in LA, you want to talk to me, find me there. I want to talk to you. It is incredible, and I really want it to be something that brings people together, because if your favorite character's Black Panther, great arc. If your favorite character's Doctor Strange, paging Matt Key, great arc.
Great arc.
If your favorite character's Spider-Man, great arc. And it's going to be so cool to talk to people after about the experience they had with their character, with everyone else's character. Yes. And the movie's so big, you need to dissect it. You need to talk about it. I can't wait to see it again, because the theater, like, we were laughing over jokes we were experiencing. Mm-hmm. And spoiler-free, I had so many moments of pure, like, hair-raising happiness at, like, these yes. big reveals and moments of culmination of 18 movies that, mm-hmm. like, I need to experience those again, because I was so in my head about, oh, God, I feel this so big that I need to see it again, because I was like, what's happening? I blacked out for five minutes. I blacked out. Oh, God. What did I miss? Like, so many yes. times.
And for the team-ups alone, like, there's different team-ups. We're not going to talk about anything that isn't anything that's not outside of the trailer.
Yes.
Anything that's in the trailer, we're not talking about. But team ups, like, in the trailer, you see that team up with Spider-Man, Thor, mm-hmm. and Doctor Strange. And yes, it's so there. They are the characters that you have seen before in their own movies. And just seeing them together and other characters end up together, it is such a great feeling.
Yeah.
It's like this itch that you didn't even realize that you had running down your nerd back.
It's like when you read a comic and you love a character and they show up and they're not on the cover.
Yes.
Like when you're like, oh, hey!
It's like, well, what? Well, look at this.
It feels
this
great.
Person.
Yeah.
This person here.
So yeah. that's that. We'll leave it there for this week, because next week we will deep dive. We'll spend the larger part of an hour on it.
Well, should we answer any spoiler-free questions in the chat room?
A few people ask what the biggest rewatch would be. That's hard, because we went through like 10.
Yeah. I'll say our movies. I say rewatch Spider-Man Homecoming, mm-hmm. Doctor Strange, and Black Panther.
Yeah, that's
because
reasonable.
Those are...
Yeah, the Mary Marvelite films.
Exactly. The Mary Marvelite films.
And we also need to get to the next world of things, but mm-hmm. if you guys, after you see it, want to reach out on Twitter...
Yes, please do. At Markeia McCarty. MarkeiaMcCarty.
And at Coijandreau, Coijandreau, because it's a movie to talk about, so that's...
Yes.
Between this and next week?
Yeah. Won't do spoilers with you, because that's a public forum.
Yeah. Yeah,
but we'll definitely answer. And then May 1st, we have, you know...
Our spoiler show.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, we are available after you see it. I know I wanted to talk to people and nobody else had seen it, so I didn't know what to do. So, know that we're there, spoiler-free. Moving on to news about the red carpet of mm-hmm. Infinity War. Check out Stan the Man, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Looking good. Stan Lee's and Hulk Green. You know, mm-hmm, going mm-hmm. on there. And let's say Chadwick is in Doctor Strange colors. He's got a red and blue and dark blue.
And this was the biggest contingent of superheroes on one red carpet, because this is obviously the culmination of so many movies. Everyone was there. Zoe Saldana looked incredible.
Next to her picture of Gamora. And then, of course, Letitia Wright.
Her collar was so dope. She had the coolest pantsuit on.
Yeah, and it looks like galaxy colors. I love it.
Chris Pratt took so long signing, like, met so many people. He's a sweetie. Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr. has such presence, it's insane. The man walks down a carpet and everyone just can't do anything but look. Like, the man is Iron Man, Tony Stark incarnate. This, I believe, is Evangeline Lilly, who is prepping the onslaught of this world with Ant-Man and the Wasp, where she is finally getting to do enough waspy things.
Right.
Cannot wait for that.
I still like that kitchen scene where he's like throwing knives. So oh, you're good. Throwing knives? I'm running on your knife.
I got to talk to David, very intense Russian last name.
Yeah.
And he was basically telling me that the movie, the shape of the movie reminds me so much of what the newest Astonishing Ant-Man run is. Mm-hmm. And you should check that out if you haven't, because that might be a good preface for the movie. He is the sweetest man, and he said the cast is great. He says it's a family. Peyton Reed was a sweet to talk to. The whole Ant-Man family repping on that carpet, they all felt like they were, you could tell they were just filming, because they all mm-hmm. had like this bond of like, yeah. And it was really cool to see in person, like people being like, this is a big family. This is the Ant-Man family.
Nice. And then also, of course, Coy did the red carpet.
Yeah, it was
premiere.
On the carpet.
Yeah.
For Black Hollywood Live.
Yeah.
For
it was supposed
umbrella.
To be the two of us, but unfortunately, I had another gig that I had to do and could not make it. Unfortunately, nobody could cover for me. So, but yeah, Coy got some. I love this picture.
Clark Gregg.
Yes. I love it. He's interviewing Agent Coulson.
I got to talk to Coulson, yeah. And I got to talk to him about, like, what it's like to go from the one who they avenge to going into Captain Marvel. I got to talk to him about Chuck Palahniuk because he had adapted one of his... Clark Gregg was such a sweet man, and everyone I talked to was so proud of the Marvel Universe.
As they
should
be.
From both sides of it.
As
fans
should be.
And as, you know, it was really cool.
They're doing a fantastic job over there.
This was one really cool interview because she is going to be in Captain Marvel, and no one bothered her, like, in public. Like, the signings and everything were all that cacophony, and I was right. Like, hey, what's it like for this to be your last red carpet until you're inundated? Like, how is this pre the madness? So she was a sweetie because her world's about to change. You get in a Marvel movie in that kind of role.
Right. I forget the actress's name, but it was originally going to be DeWanda Weiss.
Mm-hmm. LaShawn Lynch.
LaShawn Lynch, thank you.
Yeah, she's a sweetie. Yeah. My buddy Sam from the Goldbergs, who we surprised. And then I talked to a bunch of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. folk, and they were spectacular, and they're really excited about where the universe grows, because they're in space. And like,
not anymore.
But like, yeah.
Have to save the world from being destroyed.
The scope of things changes. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was cool. This man in particular, fantastic human being. Sean Gunn was... I get to talk about what it's like to be a Ravager and a raccoon and, like, the Venn diagram between him and Bradley Cooper. And it was just so funny, like, talking to a man about what it's like to be a raccoon, but, like, we're both in suits just being like, so, being a raccoon. Like, it just, there was a moment of, like, very surreal. The Russo brothers are some of the most intimidatingly intelligent people. As you imagine, they shape these movies. We talked about editing. We talked about world building. We talked about all this stuff. By the way, Black Hollywood Live, this will all be online as soon as possible. Yeah. And Kevin, Maria, thank you so much. And Mary Marvelite, support that, because this was because of them. AfterBuzz, thank you. And then Drax himself, Dave Bautista, a man that made me feel like I was very small. I work out, but not next to Drax. Good God. Sweetheart, also. Gentleman from The Walking Dead, my buddy Ross. And then I had to freak out next to Spider-Man. Everyone's taking photos. Very nice. I pretty much just hung out next to Spidey and walked around and then went back to Spidey. Baby Groot himself was at the premiere. Also, Vin Diesel went as Groot. He had a white suit with Groot with
fantastic.
Leaves coming out of it. Like,
I love that.
He walked the carpet as Groot, and then just a photo on the red carpet. Right. Oh, and Rob Liefeld! Rob Liefeld and I ran into each other at the end of the carpet, and that man is a national treasure, and things I can't talk about yet are coming.
Yeah, so for me, I did stuff with Nerdist. I did the Infinity War press junket.
You got to sit down.
Yeah. A lot of great interviews are going to be coming out with that. Some Nerdist has already started to post. I will retweet it on my Twitter, but you can also see Dan Casey has started posting some. Like, for one, and I think you'll like this, I interviewed Tom Holland and Benedict Cumberbatch together.
Yeah.
And they made their own Avengers theme, like, just
amazing.
Singing. And then one of them sang Anthony Mackie's part. So... I mean, it's super fun. That's the thing. And then there was another room that had Winston Duke, Anthony Mackie, and Sebastian Stan in it, and they are just a bunch of cards. Those three, when they get together, watch out. It was ridiculously fun for that one. And then Tom Hiddleston, which if I had to choose a favorite, I would say that he was my favorite interview. He is such an actor. He's like that professional college professor that you've always wanted. He's like very much into his craft, and answered the Loki questions that I had in just the most specific way. For instance, he likened Loki's want for the for the Tesseract like his want for orange chocolate. Yeah.
When she told me that, I was like, that man is so specific and delightful.
Excellent. So, yeah, and there's going to be a series of different interviews, and I'll retweet those or just check out Nerdist's page.
Yeah. So, I mean, this was a blessing. We got to experience the movement that is Infinity War. And this shows how much of a family these guys are. This is them on Jimmy Kimmel, just a couple seconds of this team.
Have any of you seen the movie in its entirety?
Nope.
No.
No. No one has seen it.
No.
Right?
I haven't even
barely
read
the script.
Yeah. Even you haven't seen it. Wow. Yeah. But you know the whole script, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You do.
Oh, you know the whole script? Oh, I'm sorry.
This squad felt like this on the carpet. They felt like this in the junket. Like they're a family.
Yeah, no, very much. They have fun with each other.
I love
that. They really do. I mean, definitely get that from this, that they... It's real. It's real what you see on screen for what they're actually putting forth with there. And, I was a fan already, and now I'm an even bigger fan.
Yeah.
You know?
Once I've, now that I've experienced the vibe in person, it changes everything. So, I just want to thank AfterBuzz Nerdist for allowing us to experience in person how glorious this world building is.
Yeah.
And speaking of in person, Kevin Feige says no Hall H this year. So a lot less in person will be happening at Comic-Con. And, you know, that kind of makes sense. They have not gone every year. They want to keep things close to the vest. They announced all of Phase 3 at once. They're not doing that going forward. There's a lot of things, including the Eternals, that are moving forward. But I kind of like that we don't know everything.
Yeah, I'm A-okay with that. And it's like because at this point we have we've buffeted on gourmet food, which is... what it is now we just need to take a step back and reappreciate what we've been given.
Yeah,
definitely. And I don't need to know the next thing that's coming up right now. Well, to the scale that we've known it before, simply because there's so much to consume right here. Just Infinity War alone. Wow.
Yeah. So, and digesting, digesting what the experience is more important than looking ahead, because if you're always looking ahead, you don't live in the now. It's like,
exactly.
It's like
live
meditating.
In the present.
Yeah.
With it.
Meditating
in the present
finding
moment.
Yourself.
Yes.
So find Infinity War as soon as possible. So I, for one, am glad that SDCC won't be as much of a thing, because that means that we have time to digest and experience and look forward at their schedule. I don't want them to rush out an announcement personally. Eternals is interesting because that is a direction none of us really expected, and that shows, where is Phase 4 going? What's it going to be?
Yeah.
Like, that's such a... It felt like Guardians, where it was like, what?
It's like, what's this?
Yeah.
You're going to have a raccoon? And I guess I'll read this comic now?
Yeah, I've never touched Eternals personally.
So, I mean, fun stuff.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Oh, it's all great.
Yeah. Then it's always good to be pointed in a direction of new comic books or new to you comic books to read.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. And Kevin Feige said officially, quote, Eternals is one of the many, many things that we are actively beginning to have creative discussions about to see if we believe in them enough to put them on a slate. So it's not a confirmation, but it's certainly a conversation. So,
yeah.
And that also brings us to the Fox universe, which is a conversation, not yet an actualization. the ink is not dry. Things are moving forward, but he has said very clearly now, quote, no, because any of that deal would take a while to get going and years from whenever and if it ever happens. So certainly it won't impact the 5 movies we've announced, and it probably wouldn't impact anything for a handful of years after that. Because really, we're not thinking about that. We're thinking of delivering on what we promised. Any movie, especially for any characters we don't have the rights to yet until someone tells us to, wouldn't even further that. I agree. So officially, don't read into too much. Kevin Feige. Is God.
Yeah, but believe me when I say you have enough right now.
Good God.
You have a lot.
I can't wait to have a day off to just sit. I am exhausted. Like that movie just does.
Yes, it is. But good exhaustion.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it's like when you run a marathon. It's
yeah.
like that beautiful elation that you have afterwards. Those endorphins are real, people.
They're so exhaustingly real.
Yeah.
Speaking of exhausting and real.
And endorphins.
Venom and endorphins. Because the symbiote will wear you out, you guys.
Yes. Venom trailer.
Extremely afraid.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for bringing us collectively to this moment.
So, world building, once again, like the first trailer, but with continued shots, more action.
Yes. History. You know, more Venom, which is what we wanted and what
we
asked
for. The world demanded, and they listened.
Yes.
I feel like this trailer is a answer to the teaser for the people that didn't like the teaser. I feel like it's directly in...
Yeah. If y'all remember, I was cautiously optimistic about the teaser. Now this trailer is, yeah, this trailer's bang on.
The hatred for the teaser created so much more hype for this movie, though, that when this came out, like this new one, it's just insane.
Oh, it's so smart of them, like, to be like, oh, by the way, here's what you wanted, because we already did it, and now look.
Yeah.
Confirmed Eddie Brock, by the way, for the folks that thought it still might be Flash. He's been Eddie.
No, it's... He's Eddie, and he's kind of... He's so Eddie.
Yeah.
He's
so Eddie. I thought Tom Hardy was Eddie before they cast him, so when people were saying Flash, I was like, but no, please.
No, I would have enjoyed a Flash, because I wanted to go into, like, Agent Venom type of a thing, but that can be a whole other movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine.
This is, like, the McFarlane gritty Venom. And I love that it feels like almost not Cronenberg, but that level of horror. Like, it feels like a horror film, and, like, this paranoid schizophrenia.
I'm hearing a voice. Eddie.
You're not real. You were just in my head.
I'm gonna need Mr. Drake's property back.
It's like, oh.
And we finally get to see Venom, like, in action.
Get the tendrils. Where it's like, you can't even sneak up on him.
Yeah, and we. I love that he says we.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, why do we do that?
If you're going to stay, you will only hurt bad people.
The way I see it, we can do whatever we want. Do we have a deal?
And the separation of you and we and me.
Yeah, but he says we, but you think he means he.
He's driving.
We,
yeah.
You know, or we it.
Yeah.
We it.
And the shots we saw of the cars, it's cool to see that Venom caused that crash. We get a little, like, frame around the things. We see the tendrils, like, everything people wanted to build up. And this is just crazy. We knew there was motorcycle stunts, but I didn't expect an Evel Knievel Venom moment.
Yeah, where it's like, And then it's like,
money
what
shot.
Is that tongue?
It is a lot. And that's like a Bagley Lethal Protector image. Like, that looks like Venom. So
that'd be in October, which is a really good month for that to come out.
Yeah, that looks like a horror movie.
Yeah, so they're going with that. And something that I liken it to is, I'm sure everybody's seen Life by now, or if they haven't, I think it's well worth a watch.
Yeah.
And with that, you have an alien organism that can't attach itself to humans, not like Venom does, but basically the parallels are it exists in present day, it has a scientific bent to it, and it's all about this alien symbiote or organism that knows about self-survival. So,
yeah.
And things that come from that. It's pretty enjoyable.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I kind of like that it's its own thing for now. I personally, Venom and Spider-Man are so intertwined. I'm curious what his origin is without Spider-Man, but I'm really curious about the movie in general. So I'm on board, and it's Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
I just really like the way they're doing it, because with the secondary voice and him being very good at pronouns and everything, as you were saying, it's really great. Plus, I think what's really interesting is if you watch the trailer, because I watched it like 5 times, all of that within the trailer could happen within the first 25 minutes of the movie.
Oh, completely.
So you don't even, they don't give away any plot, but it's all just super sick.
We still haven't seen Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Which is
like,
exciting.
We don't know Carnage or other symbiotes, you know, that are there. And, you know, the depth of Riz Ahmed's character
his evil.
And such. Yeah. Some points I brought up before I like how Eddie Brock. Yeah. I like how Eddie Brock is such an old school reporter.
Yeah.
Like, so old school, doesn't have a tape recorder, writing things down. Kind of seems like he's out of his element compared to everybody else, kind of. And that makes me feel for him, for me personally, where it's just like, a dinosaur.
Yeah.
You gotta, pick up the pace. And it makes me feel bad for him. And then add that together with the Venom. That's, that's going to be a lot of guilt, anger, like, untapped emotion.
Experience.
So, I mean, we'll see. They've gotten me further from the cautiously optimistic camp. I'm further into the yes camp.
Welcome to the warm side.
Welcome
to the warm side of We Are Venom.
I'm looking forward.
Yeah. And it is currently April. That comes out in October. So for those that think the CGI is unfinished, it is. So Venom, I just love the design. And the design can only get more and more layered and detailed and look more flesh-like. It's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be awesome. Ant-Man and the Wasp. We got in this rundown, I didn't even realize, Ant-Man and the Wasp is the first MCU film with a female lead in the title. I never realized that.
Wait, what?
Think about it. Captain Marvel will be after...
Will be, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is
crazy. Thank
well,
you.
Well, it's about time.
Yes.
So Amy had that in the rundown, and I like went through all 18 films twice in my head, like, that can't pop. Whoop. So here we are.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That's something. So I'm excited for not only that, but the whole, I loved Ant-Man 1, but the whole time they kept doing that thing where they have a plot hole where they like reference it so it goes away, but it doesn't go away. Mm. They're like, when a movie is like, we noticed that thing, you noticed that she should totally be the one doing it. And then they said it like four times. I'm like, then she should be the one doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for her to be the one. Like Ant-Man and the Wasp means they're both like, I want that. Because that was what the first movie felt like it was lacking. And then to have a female Ghost, and Ghost is such a weird freaking villain.
That's going
to
be fun.
It's a lot.
That's going to be a fun villain.
And it sounds like, once again, Astonishing Ant-Man is what they're basing this off of. San Francisco, security firm, maybe Grizzly shows up. Who knows? So I'm really excited to see where that comes to play. The Ghost character is, we haven't seen really yet in the trailer very, very briefly, but it's a character I didn't expect to see on film. So Ant-Man and the Wasp always feels like that weird, like, it's over here.
Yeah. And Ghost is played by Tomb Raider's Hannah John Kamen. I did see Tomb Raider. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good for exactly what it was getting across.
Cool.
Where I'm not going to go into any spoilers with it, but I thought that it had a nice balance of adventure and decent balance of stakes.
Cool.
And I believed the actual action that was happening.
Was she how did you like her?
I did enjoy her. Okay. It was because she wasn't fallible. She was learning.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like with a Peter Parker where he's in, Homecoming. Oh, no, it's like he's not doing...
How was Hannah?
I'm sorry?
How was Hannah in the movie?
Yeah, that's what I...
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Tomb Raider herself, and I was like...
No. I meant the character. Who did she play? Wait, I thought... Is she not the lead character?
No, it's Alicia Vikander.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who did she play?
Hannah John Kamen's not a big role in that, but she has her own series called Killjoys. We do the after show at AfterBuzz TV. Oh, okay. I cover it.
Yeah.
She's great.
Do you know who she is in Tomb Raider? Because then I can comment on that.
I can look it up.
Because Alicia Vikander's fantastic. Has an Oscar.
Thought it was good. Well, the movie itself, but I don't have chat room open because my phone is just about dead.
She plays Sophie. I guess she's like the friend, I guess.
Okay. Well, if she's the, and chat room can help, if she's the one that's in the kickboxing gym that is helping out the lead character, mm-hmm. Alicia, then she is. Okay.
She is awesome looking.
Yeah.
She's a badass in Killjoys, guys.
Awesome.
If you watch one episode of Killjoys, you'll see it. She plays like this super secret assassin kind of spy thing that's also a bounty hunter kind of stuff. So it's gonna be great.
She's about to blow up.
Yeah.
All right, cool. But yeah, just from her scene in the kickboxing gym, it was super solid.
And
I didn't think she would be anybody else. Yeah, as soon as you showed me her picture, I'm like, okay. Yeah.
So I'm very excited for Ant-Man and the Wasp. A lot of it's coming out. And now that Infinity War is about to come out, another week or two, and then Ant-Man and the Wasp will start ramping up. We'll start hearing more about that. That's the natural progression
of
things. So before we wrap it up, Black Widow will be a prequel set before Iron Man 2 is officially announced. The film will find Natasha living in the U.S. 15 years after the fall of Soviet Union. That time frame opens up plenty of options, and while many fans seem to think Black Widow Hawkeye team up in Budapest, we've been told that early discussions about the film involve Sebastian Stan. I hope there's still a flash-like scene to the Budapest. I really hope that happens at some point.
You know, we might never figure out what happened in Budapest.
We might not. And that's kind of fun, too. Both sides are fun. I'm about both sides. Do you want to give some Mary Marmalade some love?
Indeed. And I have a birthday shout-out and a couple of questions. Ooh. With my last little bit of battery power right now. So shout-outs. Big G at Simple Texas Man. Kateria Young at DDUB Mocha Lover. Max Russell at MaxRussell66. Kareem at Creamy Cheese. Eric Sundman at Eric_Sundman. Therio, God of Rage, at Asgard, God of Rage God. Colby underscore LGVQ at Hylian Haxoros. Wes Sager at Wes Sager. Tree Walker at Bono underscore V underscore Rock. Jenny Ruth at Miss RZ Hart. And Aaron Wilkerson at Aaron Wilk. So a birthday shout out to Gustavo Mendoza. Hi, I was wondering if I could get a birthday shout out. I've been watching, listening ever since episode 34. It's been a huge month for me. Got married, WrestleMania, turned 30, Infinity War. Huge fan of y'all, and I send all my love from this Mary Marvelite.
Aww.
Yeah.
I like that WrestleMania, Infinity War, Mary. I like the medley there.
Yes, and in the proper order.
Happy birthday.
Marriage is always first. Happy birthday, Gustavo. awesomeness. And just a quick question from Matthew Lawrence. I'm watching Civil War and wondering again how Black Panther got his strength. Did he go home to take the flower? He hasn't participated in the ceremony yet. How did he get the costume and such? My thought on that, and this is it's a really great question, is that because T'Chaka was Black Panther and T'Chaka should have a suit, there is no way, I think, with Wakanda, and especially with having T'Chaka going out outside of Wakanda, that they would not have prepared for just in case. Wakanda prepares for everything. I don't see any way that they would not have a flower on standby. And I also wouldn't have any reason to think that they wouldn't have had T'Challa's suit as a possibility, and then also T'Chaka's suit as a possibility. Since they seem to look like differing suits between Civil War and Black Panther, it's even possible that T'Challa might have had T'Chaka's suit on. Mm. Hey, he can be spiffy. T'Chaka could have been spiffy. So that's my answer for that. And because it was an emergency situation, and also I kind of think that T'Challa just was like, screw this, I'm going to get revenge for my father. So he probably stepped on some toes with not doing the ceremony, might have just eaten the flower himself, and, you know, went out to go after his father's killer. So that is a very real possibility. And that would also explain why when you go to Black Panther and then there is that scene in Warrior Falls, why the Black Panther powers have to be stripped for him to then earn the title of Black Panther. So
that all makes sense. So by the way, the Black Widow thing was a rumor. I saw a couple of you asking in the chat. That is not confirmed. That is a rumor, as is the rumor about Cassie Lang being cast as a 15-year-old. We do not know what Ant-Man and the Wasp. We do not know all that stuff. We don't know about that. So these are both rumors. I just wanted to be fair with the conjecture. Before we wrap up, where can they find you with all your Infinity War glory?
Okay. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Markeia McCarty, MarkeiaMccarty. Like I haven't spelled
shook
my name.
Today, we're shook.
I really, barely
I get
a
it.
Thread.
I get
hanging
it.
By a thread right now.
Yeah.
So many things. So Koi and I just did a spoiler-free review for Collider Heroes. So I believe that is already
right
posted.
Now, yeah.
So you can also view that. We say different things, different feelings. And you can see me and Koi on Collider Heroes Wednesdays. I will be doing an Avengers Infinity War RPG Thursday at 2 with Hyper RPG. So, check that out. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. And then this Saturday with Geek and Sundry, I'm doing International Tabletop Day, which is a great, you know, casual board gaming, all those board games that you didn't really know about that exist. So I am doing two for that. I'm doing Climbers, the Climbers XL. And I know as much about that as you do. And then I'm doing the second one, which is Wide World Wrestling. I am doing a wrestling RPG. I am color commentary. I am Raiden Youth. And yes, that is a play on Renee Young. And I will be doing that. And I believe that is 1:45 p.m. So join me on Twitch, twitch.tv/geekandsundry.
Boom. Saturday. And Amy, where can they find you when they're not finding Markeia on everywhere?
Yes, you guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ. I will be watching Infinity War tonight, but I will not be doing a spoiler review or anything. But I might do a little reaction thing on Stardust. That app, cool. I just got it. Also, if you follow Geek Bomb, make sure to watch the video that I did to just catch you up on all Infinity Stone updates. And yes, just find me everywhere because there's a lot going on within the next week or so.
Yes.
Fantastic. And I'm Koi Jandro. You can find me.
Sorry, I just realized we didn't talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but we kind of did.
Next week.
We kind of
Next week we'll do an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then we'll dive into the
Cool.
And I'm Koi Jandreau. You can find me at COYJANDREAU. You can find me on Collider Heroes with Markeia on Wednesdays. Next week is going to be a very exciting Collider Heroes because we're going to talk spoilers and a certain guest might be joining us, which is very exciting. And you can find us here always. And I want to thank AfterBuzz again for Black Hollywood Live sending the red carpet. You can find us all over the Infinity War. We are very proud to be doing that. And I'm a few weeks away from finally being announced the secret stuff I've been doing, and I'm very excited to share it with you guys. As always, find us online. We love talking to you guys, and we really want to talk Infinity War.
We really do.
We'll see you next week. Thank you, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com.
I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.